Go Telly! Amazing. This is why you need the text to watch sometimes. He's got his towel going.
Got the rally towel.
You know who knows a thing or two about NLDS matchups?
It might be my guy.
Former Brewer, Jerry Augustine. He played with the magical 1982 team. He's now a TV sports analyst, and he joins us in the talk and text line. Jerry, it is such an honor to talk to you.
It's even a more honor to be with Telly Hughes.
I know.
It doesn't get any better than that.
I know.
It definitely does.
How similar does this team feel to yours back in 1982?
I think 82 was a different ball club. We used to mash the ball around a little bit. We had some pretty good pitching. As you know, back then pitching was a little bit different, where you'd go out and you expect the pitcher to go 8 and 9 innings and then have the closer come in. And we had one of the greatest in all of baseball with Raleigh Fingers until he got hurt before the playoffs. But it's a little bit different club. I think the team we had hit home runs. The difference about this team is they started in the beginning of the season, and I think you could see that this team was a team that would go out and manufacture runs. In the first half of the season, they were like 22nd in all of baseball in home runs, but they were going out and manufacturing runs. They led the league in infield hits, and they led the league in scoring 4 runs or more. But the second half of the season, that has changed. That has changed. This club has gone out and not only been a team that manufactures runs, but can go out and hit some home runs. And we've seen it in the playoffs already. Game 1, manufactured runs. Game 2, home runs. So they bring a lot to the game, especially now when they can do both manufacture runs, give good at-bats, score runs, both manufacturing and hitting home runs.
Augie, we know that in Game 2, when Aaron Ashby was named the starter, a lot of people were like, whoa, wait, Quinn Priester, he had his normal rest. Why would you skip him? And things of that nature. But to me, the entire time, I was thinking that who would you want on the mound for the first road game of this postseason other than Quinn Priester? And the Brewers have only won 19 of the last 20 games he started. So with that in mind, with the starter really setting the tone, what did you think of that decision saving Priester for Game 3?
I think the only thing, Kelly, and I think I agree with your thinking there, is you want to go left, right, left, if you can. And it's a great story with Quinn Priester, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But I thought it might be Jose Quintana. And I think maybe the only way that the reason that they didn't pitch Quintana is because he hadn't pitched a lot. He had that little injury. He hadn't been in the game for a while. So they wanted to go with someone who could make dramatically. And I think Aaron Ashby was a perfect choice. He's a guy who their future is going to be in the starting rotation. He's done such a great job out of bullpen. He's a 3-inning guy that comes in and really sets a tone in the game. And I think that's what the Brewers are looking at. Have a guy come in, set a tone, and then you can go with bullpen from there. And it worked out really well for him. I know Aaron didn't pitch as well as he wanted to, but then Miz came in and he was lights out. And the rest of from there with Chad Patrick and the Koenig and the guys, they threw the ball very well. So, and when you go to Quinn Priester, it doesn't get any better. This is his home. This is where he grew up watching. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of storylines on today's game, and Quinn Priester is one of them.
Oh, that's awesome. He is 1982's magical former Brewer, Jerry Augustine. Jerry, thank you so much for your insight.
Oh, it's just, you know what? When I heard I was going to be on with Kelly Hughes, I couldn't sit down. I had to walk. I've been out pacing around the yard for the last hour, and it's just been, you know, just to be with this guy. We had a lot of great times together. Kelly, you're one of the best. I really enjoyed being with you guys.
Oh, amazing.
Thank you.
Brewers warm up next. First pitch at 4:08.